Greetings, friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and on today's program, I will be ministering a special message entitled, Nail It to the Cross. Now, normally my dad, Brother Hardy, would be preaching, but he wants me to share with you this powerful truth that the cross is greater than the curse. This revelation totally revolutionized my own life, and I know it will yours too. Your eyes will be open to see that everything that is part of the curse, Jesus has nailed to his cross. Stay tuned, because at the end of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Nail It to the Cross.
I want you to see that Jesus nailed your sickness to the tree. You don't have to take it off the devil. You don't have to receive from the devil. You don't have to take it. Jesus nailed it to the cross. How many say amen? All your sicknesses, all of the things, any weakness, any sickness, because remember, we read a whole bunch of things. A lot of things I skipped over and paraphrased, but just in case there was something that was overlooked, just in case the doctor said, you got this, and he named a disease about this long that you can't even pronounce. The Bible says, and anything that's not written in the book, any one of those things, it all comes under there. All sickness, all disease, Jesus nailed it to the cross. That's why we can come boldly and we can receive healing, because the Bible says in Isaiah 53, he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. He was chastised for your peace. And by the stripes on his back, you were healed. And in the New Testament, Peter brought it over in 1 Peter 2:24. And he said, he himself bore in his own body our sins to the tree, that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. When? On the cross. How? The stripes on his back. So all of your sickness, all of your disease. Now see, if you can, when the Lord gave me an understanding of this, it revolutionized my faith. It took me in another place, and I began to attack things in my life from a whole different perspective. Instead of being down trying to get up, I realized on the cross I've triumphed over sickness and disease. When I realized that the curse was nailed to the cross, when I realized that the devil was trying to put on me, and to a certain point I was letting him get away with it because I wasn't seeing it nailed to the cross. All your trespasses. I don't care what you have in your life. Do you have oppression? Do you have a spirit of fear? Are you like we read in the scripture? In the morning you would to God it was night, in the night you would to God it was day. You have vexation, you have fear and torment, you're subject to panic attacks. You get sometimes you're depressed and you don't even know why. Some days you wake up and you just feel like something bad's gonna happen, and you don't know why, you just feel that way. That's an oppressing spirit. That's of the devil. But the Bible says in Acts 10:38, and God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't care what kind of mental illness you got. I mean, they got more names for stuff today. And like I said, there's so many that, you know, the people have got compulsive, obsessive disorders. I saw the other day where a beautiful young girl, she's 21, she's pretty enough to be a model. She's got this disorder where she's got to wash her hands all the time, constantly, so her hands are raw and the skin's coming off of them. When she goes to close a door, open a door, she puts her foot up and uses her toes because she won't touch anything, because she's got this some sort of sickness that makes her have to wash her hands all the time. Now, you know that ain't nothing but a spirit of hell that's come to steal and kill and destroy her life. Now, that might be an extreme case, But there are a lot of people that have got all kinds of phobias. They're afraid to go here. They're afraid to do this. They're afraid to be in a crowd. They're afraid to ride on a bus. They're afraid to get on an airplane. They're afraid to go over a bridge. They're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid their kid's going to die. They're afraid somebody's going to get killed. They're afraid their husband or wife is going to commit adultery. They're afraid that something bad's going to happen. They're going to lose their job. It's fear, because the first thing that happened when Adam sinned in the garden, he said, I am afraid. Depression. How many people? They got PMS. They got whatever comes after that, in the middle after that. Depression. How many see men? All kinds of things. People never heard of these things 100 years ago. They didn't have all these fancy names for all these disorders. How many say amen? Some people have self-hatred. They hate themselves so much that they will cut themselves. They'll take razor blades and slice their arms. Have you ever met anybody like that? Now you might think to yourself, well, that is absolutely ridiculous. Who would do such a stupid thing? Legion did. It's a demon. It's a demon when anybody tells you, and you know, I know somebody fairly close who has struggling with this problem. And, you know, at school, and because they're in school, you know, they have to go to see psychiatrists and all to be able to go to public school. And, you know, they want to make it some disease and give them some kind of medicine to fix this disease. This is just a young person, just barely a teenager. And you know good and well, that isn't no disease, that's a demon. Because when a person has such low self-esteem and the devil is telling them you're no good, you have nothing, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're nobody wants you. Maybe you come from a family that's got some blemish on it, got something about it that you're ashamed of. All of that is part of the curse. That is not what God created Adam and Eve to be. He created them to have to enjoy and to be blessed. That is nothing but a demonic spirit of oppression. So they hate themselves with such loathing that they begin to cut themselves. A lot of people, they will do other things. They will, you know, a lot of people, what do they say? Because they're all upset with themselves, they eat. They eat and eat and eat. How many know that? They say food is their comfort. And then what happens is the more weight they gain, the more they think, oh God, I hate myself. I'm so big. Oh, I hate the way I look. So they go and eat some more. Does that make any sense? Is it rational? No, it's demonic. It's a spirit of oppression. How many say amen? And people do all kinds of things. They will drink. They will take drugs. They will smoke. They will do dangerous behavior. And all because that the devil doesn't care. He's come to steal and kill and destroy their life. But I don't care anything that comes any under any of this or any I left out. What are we going to do with it? Nail it to the cross. I don't care if you have addiction. I don't care how long you've been addicted. I don't care what it is. I don't care if your grandfather was an alcoholic and your father was an alcoholic and your mother was an alcoholic. That doesn't mean you got to be an alcoholic. Jesus broke the curse. I don't care if your dad was a jailbird and you got 10 brothers and they're all jailbirds. You don't have to be a jailbird. He'll break the curse. I don't care. If you were born out of wedlock and your mother was born out of wedlock, you don't have to perpetuate the cycle and have babies out of wedlock. Jesus broke the curse. I don't care if you're bound by pornography, and that's a huge addiction today, especially with the internet, a huge addiction. And it's there, and there are so many places that people can go on the internet and see such explicit, vile things, even child pornography, and they become addicted to that. It's perverse. It's part of the curse. It's demonic, and it's very, very hard for people to get out of it. And when I say that, I want to qualify that. I'm talking about outside of Jesus. I'm talking about going to therapists, and most people won't go because they'll never admit they have the addiction. They will never admit it. They would never let it be known because they do it in secret, behind closed doors, in the dark of night. But God sees that. And God says, Jesus said, I came to break that curse. Those mental images that are burnt in your mind, I can erase them. I can wash them with the blood of Jesus. I can set you free from that. I already talked about gluttony a little bit. Greed. Oh my goodness. It is, I'll tell you what do I have to say? If you haven't already, go to the gas station today and get gas. Greed? Greed. When some of these executives are getting bonuses nine to almost $500 million of these oil companies. Greed. I heard someone the other day. Now, I thought it was going to be something good that was going to be informative for me to learn. It was about the Ten Commandments, and it was on the History Channel. And I like it when they go back and they get the history of the what all. And I thought, oh, this is going to be real good, boy, before it was over with. And I want you to know that the doctors and the lawyers that they had on there were Jewish people. Now, they weren't coming from the Jewish perspective, but they were Jewish. Their names were Jewish. Believe me, they were Jewish. And yet, the one said the Ten Commandments. He said the Ten Commandments, you know, because, you know, the big argument is whether or not we should have them posted in our schools and in our courthouses and things, even though it's posted in the Supreme Court right over the heads where they sit. So that's the big hoopla. He said, yes, our law may have been predicated on the Ten Commandments. That's true. It was predicated on those commandments. But he said in America today, it won't work. It won't fit in America. He says because we're a capitalistic society and our society is based on capitalism. In other words, you can create money. You can have a business and create money. But he says everything is driven. Now, these were his words, and he thought he was giving us a very astute report. He said our society is driven. Wall Street is driven. He said, if you were to honor the commandment, the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet, he said, then Wall Street would collapse and capitalism would collapse because it's all about being able to make money. Yes, we all covet what everyone else has. Yes, we all covet and want what everyone has. That's what makes us go out there and work to get it. And that's what causes, that drives our economy. And that's what causes us to be the prosperous nation we are. Greed. How many say amen? And people today are so driven by greed. It's one of the things that the rich young ruler came to Jesus and he said, I've kept all the commandments. And he smiled and was so pleased with himself. But Jesus said, number 10, go sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me. And the Bible says he went away sad because he was not willing because he had great possessions.
Amen. Friends, I trust that you are being blessed by this devil-chasing message, Nail It to the Cross. I am so excited to share this truth with you because this revelation was the catalyst for deliverance and victory in my own life, and I continue to walk in it every day. And it boils down to this: the cross is greater than the curse. When Adam and Eve sinned, they brought curses not only upon themselves, but upon all their posterity. The Bible says, the curse causeless shall not come. The cause is sin, and we were all born in sin, and we're all under the curse. Now, if you can remove the cause, you will break the curse. Galatians 3:13 says, but Christ hath redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is he that hangs on a tree. Jesus had to hang on the cross, and there he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's the written evidence, the cause that proved our guilt and brought the curse. And he nailed it to his cross. Then he publicly spoiled and legally stripped Satan of any right to bring it on us again. Now it is up to you and to me to see every sin, sickness, disease, fear, torment, depression, addiction, and all demonic oppression nailed to the cross in Jesus' name. You have to get this message, not because I preached it, but because it is the truth that the devil hopes you never get in your spirit. The complete message is available on CD or cassette tape for your love gift of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK120 and specify if you want CD or tape. Send to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online to rghardy.org.